Yay, you're here! I'm Lisa Whittle, and welcome to Jesus Over Everything, affectionately known as Joe, a short, practical podcast where we will not be perfect, we will be honest, and we'll talk a lot about Jesus along the way. Hi, friend. Need some hope today? You've come to the right place. I felt led to speak a word of hope to you in this show. The rest of this month, we're going to be having some amazing interviews for you, taking you all the way through to January. All brand new shows, by the way. Don't miss a single one this month. We aren't taking a break this December like we often do. We are bringing you constant encouragement. So I trust it will be what you need, even in the midst of a busy season. Thanks again to our partner, Dwell, for the continued sponsorship this month. And last call for that 20% off for Joe listeners to this incredible audio Bible app. So you will want to take advantage of this, friends. Makes a perfect Christmas gift for someone or for yourself. Go to lisawhittle.com/dwell to get in on that. Now, I'm ready to dive in today. So cue it up, Cam. Here we go. If you're new around here, we do a segment called One Great Thing every week where I highlight something I found that's really great. Might be a book, food, something on sale, an app, you name it, I'll bring it to you. Today's fun One Great Thing is something I found that has brought me a simple joy during the holiday season with having small gatherings of people over and even just our family. Do you guys use solo cups? Well, we do. And if you're like us, we like to write names on the side so everyone knows whose cup is whose. I learned my lesson when the kids were little. Well, I found the cutest cup holder with a place to stick a Sharpie in the side for writing the names on the sides of those cups. It's called the I'm Classy Cup Holder with a marker slot. It's $29 on a site called surroundingsmarket.com, and we'll link that in the show notes for you. Super cute base that holds those cups and the Sharpie, and I loved it, so I thought you might too. It's not a sponsored ad, just me sharing something that I liked with my Joe friends. Great for the holidays and just not for mixing up those solo cups for sure, so go grab that if you want to. Question for the Ask Lisa portion today. Hi, Lisa. What's your favorite non-traditional holiday tradition? This one had me stumped a little bit. We have sort of done some of the traditional ones. In fact, we've done a lot of traditional traditions, I guess you'd say. The pajamas the night before we open those up, the birthday cake for Jesus. We've had those most years and really even contests between who has the most cool cake. I don't know if that's something Jesus would endorse or not, but anyway, we do that in our family, kind of fun. The cutting down of the tree, we've done that. All pretty traditional. I will say through the years, I always like to do non-traditional gifts for my kids though. Every year, one of the things I would do is I would make them a calendar of pictures from their previous year. I'd go on Shutterfly.com, something like that, and I'd pull together their sports pictures, their friend pictures, just things that I knew were really important to them from that year, and something that they loved, things that they loved, and I would put those on the calendar. And I tell you, every year they would anticipate opening their calendar. They would love it so much. They would love to see what was that front picture that I picked and what was January and February. And they would just love that. And they looked forward to it every single year. It became just really kind of a marking piece for the kids that they just enjoyed opening. It was probably their favorite gift. And about 5 or 6 years ago, I decided to give them a retro gift just for nostalgia's sake and to let them be a kid again for a day because, you know, my kids are big kids. They're grown kids now. But they were, I don't know, in their mid-teens. One of my kids loved Legos, for instance, as a little boy, so I actually gave him a Lego set. Of course, we didn't tell any of his teenage friends, but he sat around that day on Christmas and put it together. It was so fun because it was just a retro gift, going back simple, reminding of the fun and the things that we loved even as kids. That's something that I hold dear as a mom. And maybe that qualifies for non-traditional, yes? Thanks for asking this question. I actually loved remembering those moments myself. At the top of the show, I told you that I really felt led to bring you a quick word about hope. Something that we desperately need right now is hope. I know that a lot of us are feeling hopeless, and we aren't really sure how to get our hope back. We've had the wind knocked out of us a bit, and we just really don't know how to feel about our life right now. We certainly are glad to get rid of 2020. And if we are hopeful about anything, I think we're hopeful for a new year, right? 2021. In some ways, we believe, we hope it will come and save us from this terrible year. But I really believe that while the pandemic has been terrible and this year has not been kind, in so many ways, it hasn't wrecked us. It has exposed us. Now, I know some of you may be saying, no, it's wrecked me. Maybe, but I think more than that, I would say, it has exposed us, and it has exposed our misplaced hope, maybe more than anything else. Because the truth is, hope isn't in a new year. It's in a person, Jesus Christ. And the great news about taking our hope from being in a new year, that anchor, and putting it on a real anchor, someone who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, according to Hebrews, is that it becomes then a safe hope. It becomes a secure hope. It becomes a lasting hope, a hope, according to Romans 5:5, that will not disappoint. And we know that 2020, if nothing else, has been gravely disappointing, to say the least. And I want to challenge us with this today. As I was diving into the scripture to look up things about hope, I realized that every hope verse I came across had an action to it. Did you know that you cannot be apathetic and hope at the same time? It's virtually impossible. So many verses like Psalm 16:9, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. Resting in hope in this case is still an action. It's something we do even in the peace and the calm of it. It's a resting hope. It's a trusting hope. We can't just say, I don't care anymore. I'm so jaded. 2020 has taken me out or taken it out of me. I don't trust. No, hope in God requires that we put faith and belief, which are actions, to even a hurt heart and say, but still, I hope in God. Apathy and hope cannot coexist at the same time. I know it's been rough. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we can have hope in our powerful God. We can and we should. He is the one who truly holds us together and will until the very end of time. It has been my joy to be with you today and all of 2020. Listen, Joe has been a sweet spot for me in 2020, if nothing else. Don't miss the rest of our shows this month with some very special guests. Grab onto that Dwell app special. Listen, we need encouragement in our ears as we follow and trust God. As always, I'm Lisa Whittle, and this is Jesus Over Everything. He is everything, and may He be over everything we do here. Love you, friend. You've been listening to Jesus Over Everything with Lisa Whittle. Make sure to subscribe in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. That way you won't miss a single show.